Bob Lupo is a veteran of the Air Force, Navy, Army, and the Alaska National Guard. He retired from the military in 1996. The 68-year-old Eagle River resident says in the past he served his country and state. Now he wants to serve his city.
My plan in running for mayor is to reduce property taxes. I do have a method to do that. Enhance emergency services. I have a plan to do that. And I also have a plan to curb alcohol abuse.
Lupo would bring property tax relief not by a sales tax, which he adamantly opposes, but via a municipal income tax. That way, he says, the people who financially benefit from the city would help cover its costs. He would exempt senior and disabled citizens. As for improving emergency service, Lupo wants to start police and fire department volunteer corps. Alcohol abuse, Lupo would partially stem by limiting monthly alcohol purchases, based on an official card program he observed while stationed in Newfoundland, Canada. Lupo is originally from New York City and grew up in a poor neighborhood.
When you looked in the dictionary under poor, should have had my picture in there. I have a heart for people who have tough times.
He left New York after the ninth grade. Lupo says his firsthand encounters with gangs and a stint on a California police department inclines him to varied approaches to dealing with Anchorage's gang and youth violence situation.
Let's look at this outside the box. You have them compete with each other for doing something that is positive for the community. Now, I'm a member of the Vietnam Vets Motorcycle Club. I am the state chaplain for that club. And if you have them competing with each other to doing something that is positive for the community, then they'll be vying for a position that'll give them headlines as being good people.
This is Lupo's second political campaign. In 2007, he ran unsuccessfully for the Anchorage Assembly. In campaign appearances, Billy Ray Powers does not shy away from dire descriptions of the city's revenue sources and financial health.
Business as usual is not working for us. We're choking on our taxes here. We're broke. The city's broke. I don't even think they know how broke we are.
Powers is referring to the municipality's January announcement that the city was facing a $17 million shortfall in the current fiscal year. Powers supports a sales tax, but only if the money goes directly to property tax relief. He also favors Proposition 9, the tax cap initiative. Powers decries the amount of money spent on municipal projects since the 1980s, such as the Lusac Library, the Performing Arts Center, the Sullivan Arena, and the Egan Civic and Convention Center. In an Anchorage Daily News response, Powers said all that money could have been spent on a single facility that would have attracted people worldwide to Anchorage. The candidate says one topic media has ignored in the mayor's race involves the influence the municipal government could exert on education. He uses his own family as an example of the need for action.
The school in my neighborhood was not getting the job done. I drove them across town to a school that did get the job done. In fact, my two older daughters get straight A's at East High right now. But we're not accomplishing what we have to accomplish. Our kids are not graduating.
His past employment history includes being a heavy construction superintendent and a pipe welder foreman. He says those supervisory positions helped hone a skill he would bring to the mayor's office.
My leadership style is one that is a little bit unique as bosses go, and that is that I listen. I mean, I don't care if it's the rookiest guy on the job.
He says as mayor, that would include some of Anchorage's newest citizens, especially the growing immigrant community. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.